Each month, we bring you an installment of our series A Life Remembered, in which we tell the story of a community member who has passed away, celebrating individuals whose lives made an impact on their family and neighbors. This afternoon, Sean Corcoran features Brewster resident Daniel Gould, a fifth-generation Cape Codder and a noted craftsman who lived the life of a 21st-century Renaissance man.
Daniel Gould built boats. He built telescopes and bicycles, he carved signs and bird decoys, and he crafted musical instruments of all kinds. But mostly, he built boats in Ayers Pond Boatyard, near Pleasant Bay in Orleans.
I always could count on him, and he was right by my side as if he was as much of an owner as the boatyard as I was.
That's Tony Davis, the owner of Ayers Pond Boatyard, where Gould was head boat builder for more than 20 years.
Danny never put himself in front of anything, whether it was in family or work or just having a good time. He was always making sure everyone else was on board.
Davis says he considers Gould a brother, and together they built an estimated 280 boats, beginning in the early 1990s. In fact, Davis says his boat building business might not have lasted very long, if not for Gould. About 5 years into the business, Gould got a call from the Disney Company in Japan. They were looking to construct a Nantucket scene at their Tokyo theme park, and they wanted some traditional-style boats. Gould and two of his friends had built a friendship sloop, which they planned to use to fulfill Gould's dream of owning a boat charter business on Cape Cod.
And I said, Danny, what do you think about shipping the friendship sloop to Tokyo? Thinking he'd say, no way, no, never happened. And he sort of went, well, maybe.
Ultimately, Gould decided to sell the sloop to Disney, a move that may have saved the Ayers Pond Boatyard.
His willingness and decision to go with that idea really jump-started this business and allowed us some cash to grow.
The call of the sea was ancestral for Daniel Gould. On Cape Cod, the historic Gould family name boasts sea captains, fishermen, and rum runners. Gould grew up in Orleans, and he graduated from Nauset High School in 1971. As a young man, he worked as a mechanic in his dad's garage. He went on to study boat building, and he eventually worked as a shipwright on the USS Constitution in Boston. In 1983, he helped build the SSS Spirit of Massachusetts, a tall ship that cruised the world representing the Commonwealth. While working on that project at the old Boston Navy Yard, Daniel met his future wife, Marie.
I used to try to hook him up with my best friend. Then one day I remember saying, "You're crazy not to go out with this guy." He was just always so quiet, you know, and he had so many things going on. You know, I just found him fascinating.
The couple eventually moved to Cape Cod, and the home they made together in Brewster always was filled with music, colorful art, and the smell of sawdust. On the kitchen wall is the painting his daughter made for his 59th birthday. The musical instruments he crafted are in the living room. Linda Cullum grew up with Gould, and once, many years ago, he tried to give her this mountain dulcimer he made.
He was so giving that when I got a job in Killington Mountain and I had to start the next Monday, I had no car, I had $50 to my name, and I asked him, could you drive me up to Killington, Vermont, so I could start this job, and I had no place to live. And he said, sure. So up we went, and we had a great time, and I found a place to live like right away and started my job, but he always said yes.
Marie Gould says that saying yes and helping others was the way Gould wanted to live his life.
He never could figure out a business because he'd always be helping people, and I'm like, it's hard to turn it into money when you do that.
Gould was born on March 1st, 1953, and he passed away unexpectedly just a few weeks ago on July 10th. He was 59. The night before his heart gave out, Gould looked at the choices of instruments on his living room wall, and he chose a small, concert-size ukulele. He bought it on his honeymoon in Hawaii more than 20 years ago. Gould took it down from its place next to the guitar he made, and with his 9-year-old daughter Stephanie, they sang a century-old folk song written by an 11-year-old girl in which she speaks of her wishes for the afterlife.
He always used to play this song called Freight Train, I think by Elizabeth Cotton. It goes like, freight train, run so fast. Freight train, run so fast. Please don't tell them what train that I'm on so they won't know where I've gone.
For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.